Transmutation Notebook B. I'm drawn to Phaeton's friend, Cygnus. His change seems at least half-willed, half the evolution of guilt. For $1,000, you can have your own genome sequenced to find what difference exists between you and the marsh bird you might wish to become. North of Chamber Street, I sat in the planning chief's office waiting to discuss the dead weight of Earth on rooftops, and watched a man hang a huge photograph of a theater, plush seats filmed with dust, empty proscenium, near Chernobyl. As I think about it now, maybe it was the reactor's control room. Odd how the rich who own such images hang their silver gelatin on the wall above zoning maps of affordable housing in the Bronx. Maybe it's like how I loved being this close yesterday to Darwin's notebook on transmutation, the one where he scratched a tree beneath, I think. Or was it only a copy? I don't understand the radioactive mechanism that caused the daughters of the sun to turn into trees. But I understand why their mother tore at their branches of blood and amber, and why they later stretched their grove to listen to Orpheus singing before he was torn to pieces like the bird on the running path yesterday. Winded, I try to gather each feather and wing bone broken down in the bellies of ants, try to hold this creature together long enough to ask, whatever new part of Earth you are, am I there?